From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We now return to Elise Spiegel's story about mental health in FEMA trailer parks after Hurricane Katrina. In part two, Elise explores why the situation is still so desperate.
Amen, amen. Let's get started.
Each Sunday at 9, traveling preacher Kimothy Lazan sets a large black boombox on the front table of the Scenic Trails Clubhouse and attempts to share God's love with the FEMA park residents. On the morning I visited, 8 people sat scattered over 4 rows, watching quietly as Lazan and his wife Tony clapped their hands to the inspirational CDs. Though the Lazans firmly believe that God has called them to help these people, they clearly have found the process difficult. They talked to me about the first Christmas after the storm, how together with their church they worked to buy presents for each of the traumatized families, but how in the months leading up to Christmas, every time they set foot in the park, this effort met with criticism.
That gets at the guard gate. You didn't get the right size, or you didn't get this that I'm sitting here. You say to yourself, be thankful for what you got.
Lazan's disenchantment is profound enough that when I tell him about my own experience, how in a single morning, 4 park residents told me they had seriously considered suicide, he only shook his head.
They'll say that. They play on your emotions. But a lot of times you got to be careful because they want something from you.
Lazan talks to me about his experience, how a couple months ago he was called by the park manager to help a resident threatening to kill himself.
Now, this is a man who's supposed to be wanting to commit suicide, and he got in a heated conversation with me. If you was committing suicide, you ain't going to get in a heated conversation with him, with a minister. I'm sorry, you're just not going to do it. And what had happened is he was wanting something. Mm-hmm. He was wanting something. And most of it was pity.
As far as the Lazans are concerned, if you are searching for some explanation of why FEMA Park residents are struggling, you need look no farther than the nearest trailer.
The government's come in and gave the helping hand. People in the churches around and give the helping hand. Mm-hmm. What's the problem? The person. All the people that don't meet society standards in little camps now, and people are seeing it.
You actually hear this argument a fair amount when you travel around southern Mississippi. Many see the parks as bastions of crime, filled with people who refuse to help themselves. In fact, in Hancock County, where Scenic Trails is located, Scenic Trails is considered one of the least troubled parks.
Hancock 33 Dispatch, we're back to 8.
One day during my visit, Officer Eddie Smith of the Hancock County Sheriff's Department took me on a tour of the trailers in another Hancock FEMA park.
This one over here where this black car is, we have a lot of problems out. We had a domestic there the other night. Me and you could sit right there this afternoon, and we can go from fight to fight to fight to fight.
And this one you think is worse than Scenic Trails?
Oh, yeah.
Still, not everyone is convinced that FEMA Park residents are exclusively to blame for their predicament. J.R. Welsh, a reporter for the Biloxi Sun-Herald, covers Hancock County and is in and out of the parks on a regular basis talking to people.
Most of them are working poor. You see them working at the retail stores or the hamburger joints.
In fact, Welsh doesn't even need to leave his office to see FEMA Park residents. He just has to look out his window.
I see them all day long up and down Highway 90. They walk where they go in their little, you know, work uniforms. Maybe they walk a mile, maybe they walk 5 miles. And at the end of an 8 or 10 or 12-hour shift, they walk back to that FEMA trailer. They're just basic working poor people who would love to get out of that park, but they can't.
And according to Welsh, there's a simple reason people can't leave: the cost of living.
A meal in a restaurant is beyond the means of a lot of these folks now. Looking at some figures the other day, the average rental for a house in Hancock County before the hurricane in the 2000 census was about $417. Now it may be from $8,000 to $9,000. Where do these people go? You're a prisoner there, basically.
The day after I talked to Welsh, I went to visit a Mississippi FEMA office and met with Cindy Gordon. She told me that every day, she and her FEMA coworkers methodically search apartment listings, contact real estate agents, all in an effort to locate what she calls fair market rent, that is, apartments that are affordable for someone on a minimum wage. But the day I visited, This is how many she had on offer.
As of right now, we don't show that anything in Hancock County is available under fair market rent.
Literally zero.
Right.
Gordon tells me in Hancock County alone, there are roughly 2,000 people housed in FEMA parks, and 61% of those people are employed.
So do you feel like the working poor is essentially being warehoused in FEMA parks?
I wouldn't say warehoused. I would say we are assisting them in every way we can.
And Gordon feels strongly that FEMA should not be blamed for the poor mental health of park residents.
Katrina caused depression, not the FEMA parks.
But psychologist Becky Law sees something completely different. Law is the director of the Hancock County Community Mental Health Center, and she says, on the contrary, the parks play a central role in the desperation she sees in her clients.
Really, people need to be in a place where they feel safe and secure.
After all, Law says, without basic security, the trauma, in a sense, continues.
If right now they're in a place where they feel like they have no hopeful future, you know, they're still in a survival's mode. They're still living from day to day.
Unfortunately, according to local officials, affordable housing for Hancock is a distant dream. Home insurance along the coast has gone up 400%. Building costs have doubled. So creating cheap housing is almost impossible. David Yarborough, member of the Hancock County Board of Supervisors, tells me things are bad enough that he fields calls from people in his district all the time, former neighbors and acquaintances now living in the parks who beg him for help.
I've had several call me scared to death, call me to actually try to get them out of the park, but, I mean, there was really nothing I could do. They're kind of trapped right now.
This problem of people being trapped in FEMA parks indefinitely is not new. It often takes years to move people out of supposedly temporary parks after a major disaster. What is new is the scale. Around 35,000 people remain in FEMA trailer parks, and several housing experts told me that unless the federal government uses vouchers to move people out to less expensive areas of the country, it'll likely be another 3 or 4 years before most Katrina evacuees can get out, which is a long time for residents like Kim Panichero, the desperate woman who lost custody of her son after she attempted suicide.
This is how I look at it. Everybody does go on with life, you know what? But we are down here and we are not okay. And I know y'all have other news, but peek in every once in a while. Just peek in.
Elise Spiegel, NPR News.